Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3039, Living in the Land of Enough, by Courtney Carver with becomingminimalist.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And I'll jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. Living in the Land of Enough, by Courtney Carver with becomingminimalist.com. Quote, "Earth provides enough to satisfy every man's need, but not every man's greed." Mahatma Gandhi. It's no secret that we live in the land of plenty. Even in the midst of a struggling economy, the average American household spends close to $3,000 dining out each year. Up to 40% of American households spend more money annually than they make, and in 2009, the average American owed $8,400 in credit card debt. In the land of plenty, we are constantly tempted with more ways to spend: bigger servings, buy one, get one free offers, and endless opportunities to get rich quick. Most of us have never really understood what it's like to be hungry or want for a real necessity. Even with overflowing plates, closets full of clothes, and garages stuffed floor to ceiling with boxes of stuff that won't fit in our oversized homes, there's more evidence than ever before of people searching for more. Clearly, spending more than enough to have more than enough does not equal happiness, not even in the land of plenty. What if we decided to embrace the idea of living in the land of enough rather than the land of plenty? What if we began to resist the temptation for more and instead became content with what we already have? How would our lives begin to change? If you've entertained the idea of living more simply but have never tried before, put it to a short test for a few days or weeks. The benefits you see in the first few days just may be enough to inspire a lifestyle makeover. So here's a mini simple living boot camp to help you get started. Give it a try for 10 days and see what changes in your life. You may be surprised how much you enjoy living in the land of enough. 7 ways to live in the land of enough. Number 1, save your money. There's no need for credit cards or therapeutic shopping in the land of enough. There are also no overdraft fees or ATM charges. Just put your cards away for 10 days. Then keep a list of purchases you would have made if you were using your credit card or if you were shopping for sport, and take note of the money that you didn't spend. Number 2, take your time. In the land of enough, you have time to breathe. Stop trying to squeeze so much in. If you're always running late, falling behind, or trying to catch up, try slowing down. Cancel a few unnecessary appointments and don't schedule any new ones if you can help it. Then make a little time every day for solitude. Number 3, disconnect. Set a specific time to disconnect each day. In the land of enough, there's less need to be plugged in. If you can, commit to not using a computer after dinner or before lunchtime. Be mindful of how much time you spend online and are virtually available. Protect your time and your mind. Number 4, eat real food. Only eat food that you prepare. Do not eat anything from a box, restaurant, or drive-thru. While you may choose to eat less by eliminating processed foods, you may find that you naturally eat just enough. Number 5, make space. Clear out some space in your house. You don't need to take on big purging projects during this time to make space. Simplify one room, or even just the corner of one room, and keep it as clean and clutter-free as possible. Even if the rest of your house is cluttered, this area can be a great reminder of how you might feel living with less. Number 6, entertain yourself. Unplug your TV and plan to enjoy your friends, family, the great outdoors, or a book you've been meaning to read. Do not spend time and money on expensive shows, travel, or recreational activities. While the land of plenty calls you to spend more money for entertainment, you already have enough right where you are. And number 7, say thank you. As you go through these steps, you'll find enough time and space to be grateful. Through prayer, thank you cards, or a kind gesture, share your gratitude every day. There's no risk involved by visiting the land of enough. Bring your family with you and talk about what you like and don't like about the changes you've made. Based on these discussions, you can decide what changes become a permanent part of your life. If you don't enjoy living without TV, then plug it back in. If saving money makes you miserable, go on a tear at the mall after your experiment. At the very least, you'll have taken some time to determine what is important to you and your family. At the very most, you'll be happier and learn that enough really is enough. You just listened to the post titled Living in the Land of Enough by Courtney Carver with becomingminimalist.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Courtney, guest writing on Becoming Minimalist. I typically narrate her work over on her website, that's bemorewithless.com. I just realized that the different podcasts we have in our network align pretty well with some of her suggestions. So for number 1, she mentioned to save your money. And our second ever show is Optimal Finance Daily, where Diana shares tips to not only save your money, but also earn more and basic investing. And then when she talked about eating real food, I couldn't help but think about my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily. That topic of eating real foods comes up a lot. And even Optimal Relationships Daily, when she talked about planning to enjoy your friends and family when entertaining yourself. There's a podcast for everything. So if you're looking for a bit of a deeper dive into any specific category, definitely check out those shows too. It'd mean a lot. And on that note, I mentioned this in our weekly email newsletter, but recently Apple Podcasts has changed which episodes you get if you take a little break from this show. And it really affected podcasters like us that have both daily episodes, but also lots of older episodes. And that's going to affect our numbers massively. So any help we can get from you by sharing the show with someone in any way, online or in person, it'd be greatly appreciated. I even said I'd give away a copy of our workbook to you for free if you help us out and share the show. Just let me know. If everyone listening just got one other person to follow or subscribe, it would have a huge impact. So thank you for doing that. But I'll leave it there for today, wishing you a great start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.